From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The House Foreign Affairs Committee held a hearing on Tuesday on the worsening crisis in Haiti. Haitian expats, some from Miami, expressed their frustrations with Trump administration policy towards the country. The U.S. House's subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere called the hearing Haiti on the Brink. The country is facing one of its worst political and humanitarian crises in decades. Millions of Haitians are calling for the resignation of President Jovenel Moïse, who is widely accused of corruption and human rights violations. Through a translator, Haitian human rights activist Pierre Espérance described what he called the growing scope of state brutality.
Utiliser gang armé pour faire répression.
Since 2018, the current administration in Haiti has used armed gangs to repress political dissent in Haiti.
Esperance charged there have been at least 5 massacres of civilians since last year, killing 127 people. Moïse has denied government involvement in the violence, but his police are also accused of killing almost 200 protesters in the past 18 months. As a result, Haitian-American activists like Léonie Hermantin asked why U.S. policy still supports Moïse when it calls for democracy in Hong Kong. Hermantin is director of the Saint-Law Haitian Neighborhood Center in North Miami.
When it comes to Haiti, the U.S. has made it clear that it believes in elections and democratic process, but has ignored the Haitian people's relentless demands for change.
Speakers at the hearing argued Haiti's crisis means the Trump administration should extend TPS, or temporary protected status, to Haitians in the U.S. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.